Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands. Welcome! We are your hosts, Niza
and Frosty.
Dun dun dun! And welcome to episode 12?
I think so.
Episode 13, just for cutting purposes.
Episode 14, just in case. And episode 15, in case we're really off.
In case
and episode
really, really
10,
off.
In case we're off more than that.
We used to K-pop a long time ago. Woo! Okay, so we've been gone for quite a while. I mean, I guess our listeners haven't really noticed since...
We released something this month on the 5th, July.
Right. Little do they know, that's hella old.
That is a hella old episode.
So let's stamp this. We recorded this episode on July 18th.
Woo!
Woo-woo! And there's no Anna. And we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's do a little bit of catch-up before we get into our episode. We are going to do a Game of Thrones episode. We're waiting on a third member who is not Anna because she doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
Boo.
but surprisingly, she's still our friend, right?
I know. Weird.
It's funny. Anyway, so we're waiting on that. That'll be coming out. That whole podcast will be about Game of Thrones. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Updates on me and Frosty.
I now live with
Nina. Surprise! And you would think now that we've lived together... we would be putting more content out. That's not the case. We're too busy fucking around.
It's worse now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're like, we could do it some other day.
It's like, I don't need to record an episode today. She lives right there.
I know, right? We just talk and talk and talk and talk. Anyway, things been going well. You've lived here since almost
December.
Christmas. Yeah, Christmas time. We're pretty good.
I would hope so.
I haven't kicked you out yet.
Although she did threaten to a little bit ago. But we'll get into that in a future episode. It's a funny story.
I do have to point out one thing, though. We went for teriyaki the other day. I gotta give Frosty some... I don't know. How do you say the word?
Ball busting?
I'm gonna ball bust her. 75% of her, anyway, because... 75% of her is white.
That's true. But, you know, 50% of you is white.
Exactly.
Despite your looks.
We went out to go get teriyaki. And we're going to an Ichi. I don't know if there's Ichis in other states. But Ichi is a teriyaki restaurant. It's kind of like almost borderline fast food, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's like Asian fast food.
You're right. And we're pulling up to the parking lot. And Frosty's like, you're so lucky. And I go, why? Because you're more Asian than me. You must go to these places. And you're just like, hey, Asians, I'm an Asian. What's up? And I said, Frosty. That's like saying, when you go to Subway, do you say, what's up, white people? I'm a white person at Subway.
Actually, I don't say that. I say, can I get a turkey and cheese? And then I leave after I get my order. We save our clan meetings for another day.
That's terrible. Anyway, okay, that leads us to why Anna is not here with us today. She wanted to be with us today, honestly. Unfortunately, shout out to Chipotle. Thank you for giving Anna the sickness.
E. coli.
Chipotle.
We're officially boycotting Chipotle now because poor little Anna, she got some food poisoning from them. There's a picture on our Twitter account if you want to check it out and message us to get the whole story. But basically, their idea of fixing the issue was to offer her more Chipotle.
Yeah, like, here's a free burrito.
Like, do we really want to eat here again after you just...
They basically fed Anna plastic.
Yeah, plastic, basically.
Because
yeah.
They were too lazy to take off the stickers off their tomatoes.
And FYI, those are not edible, although it's, like, supposedly said that they are. So it's like, okay, if they're skimping on the sticker, what else are they skimping on?
Right.
Are they not rinsing off the food?
And I'm kind of surprised that Anna did experience, well, I mean, like, I don't know if a sticker plastic would set your stomach awry. I don't know if that.
Well, I'm just saying if they're cutting quarters on the sticker.
Oh, yeah.
And they're cutting quarters on other things, too.
Right. Now, let's go ahead and do a couple shout-outs because we haven't done those in a while. We do have a voicemail from Christopher, but we're going to save that for when Anna gets back. We haven't listened to it. But Christopher, thanks for leaving us a voicemail. His podcast is Exoplanetary Podcast, which is a science fiction podcast, and he's a local podcaster here in Portland with us, so definitely check out his show. It's entertaining. It's got great stories. It's really good. So now, while we're in the show hole for Game of Thrones, me and Frosty have been watching Veronica Mars. We just finished season one. We're kind of hoping that one day we might even have a Veronica Mars crew member on the show. That's what we're shooting for.
That's right. That is what we are shooting for. But we're probably not going to get into that until we're at the beginning of season four, because I personally have already seen seasons one and three, and now I'm trying to get Anna and Niza into the show. So once I have them all caught up, and then we get into season four, which is supposed to come out later this month, hopefully we can reach out to somebody and see if a cast or crew member would be willing to be on the show. So if you are a listener and you know a cast and crew member, please hit them up and see if they'd like to be a member of the Horror Club.
Another show that we actually, before I get off of Veronica Mars' topic, Anna, because she's been sick, has been able to surpass us in rewatching the show and me watching the show for the first time. Another TV show that you can actually watch on YouTube, which I discovered, was AFK, the web series.
Who does not love that one? So, definitely check that one out.
Yes, so AFK is a web series about players who get stuck in a game and they're trying to find their way out. Now, it's a really short series, and there's only two seasons, but we're happy to say here at the show that we've become fans of the show, and we're actually going to have a couple of their crew members on a future episode, and so we're super excited to
have those members on, because they got stories. And also another helpful hint here, if you're into the anime Sword Art Online, it's somewhat similar to that.
Or Dot Hack Sign. If you like Dot Hack Sign as the anime, it's kind of like that too.
Yeah, so definitely check out AFK. Especially if you're a Lord of the Rings fan.
Yes. I think that's why I liked it so much. Was because it just fed that fantasy that I wanted, that was lacking from Game of Thrones. Save all that Game of Thrones talk for later, though. Anyway, another shout out that we want to do is we just want to say thanks to the Potter family. I mean, through our hiatus, they still have been very supportive of us. So I just want to give them a proper shout out.
Exactly. And, you know, like with us back on Twitter, you know, posting and everything, we feel the total love that they, you know, you guys have welcomed us back and are still interacting with us, still retweeting, still listening. So we very much appreciate that.
Right. And they're all very understanding about how, you know, it burns us out sometimes. Sometimes we want to do something different. But we're trying.
It's good to know that we can come back, though, right, whenever we want to, because it is literally a family.
Yes. And so before we get into K-pop, because this is pretty much what we're going to do for this episode, is all about K-pop. And even though if you're not a K-pop listener, I highly suggest you stay on because, I don't know, we're funny.
I think we're funny. That's what I tell people. When I describe the show to people, I go, we think we're funny.
Do we just think of ourselves that highly? Maybe. Anyway, stay tuned after the show because we will be playing a song by our friend who lives here locally, Joshua Hatkins, his song, titled It's About to Go Down. Pop boy rap is what he's kind of genred himself in. And Joshua has actually been on our show in the past talking about his movie Sugar,
which was really good, and it was also locally filmed in Portland as well. The Pancake House? Or was it the Pancake House?
I can't remember.
The Pancake and Steakhouse something?
I can't remember. Anyway, Joshua, we're trying to get him back on the show to talk more about his music. So go ahead and definitely check out his song at the end of our episode. That way, you know, what's gonna go down.
And if you haven't already, maybe check out his independent film, Sugar.
Yes. Also, I'd like to mention at this time that anyone who has a suggestion on what we should react to, whether it be independent artists or K-pop, go ahead and give us a call, leave a voicemail, send us a text message through our Hara Club number, which is 971-307-HARA, or that's 971-307-4272. Guess what time it is, Kaylee?
A girl is named Frosty.
My bad. Guess what time it is, Frosty?
It's K-pop time.
Bing, 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 bing. The first song that we're going to go ahead and check out is NCT 127's Superhuman. Yeah, Superhuman.
저를 찾기 위한 내린 girl 너무 와닿아 몰라 나를 넘어서 네 밤 너와 나의 세계로 hurry up 어디로든 떠나보는 거야 자꾸 멀리서 찾지 마 네 맘속 새로운 you
I'm going to rate this one I'm going to give it a 4.5.
I will second that 4.5.
Right? I feel like the only reason why I give it a 4.5 is because the dancing. When I watch NCT 127, I want to see a lot of dancing. And I didn't get to see a lot of dancing.
No, this one. They were floating on wires mostly. I mean, there was obviously some dancing, but there wasn't anything to write home about.
Right.
It was regular NCT.
But I did feel like this song, it's not your normal NCT song. It was very boppy.
Sounded like a shiny song.
Well, let's not say that because we don't want to compare.
You know what? Fuck
but,
that.
But
it sounded like a shiny song. I'm not saying it sounds like a bad shiny song.
No. But it definitely, yeah, I get what you mean. I mean, I feel like
it's a shiny vibe.
This is how K-pop sounded to me in like 2014.
Right, so they're just rolling it back a bit, and I mean some of the dance moves actually looked a little bit robotic, you know, and
right,
then
right.
there was the references
well, I mean, like,
to the robots in
right.
the video, so I mean that makes sense. So maybe it was more of like an homage.
Right, it was excellent. I liked it. I liked
well,
it a lot.
Of course, that's why we gave it the 4.5.
Right. It just like I remember when K-pop did a dubstep dubstep thing.
And it kind of
brought that, and that's when I got into K-pop, was because I was kind of into dubstep. And then I saw K-pop artists like TVXQ come out with a dubstep beat, and they were still singing with their beautiful voices. I was like, I'm so into this. It was a TVXQ Catch Me. I love that song, and it really brought me back to this. This actually really brought me back. Like, I'm glad that SM came, brought it back, brought that kind of like dubstep feel. No?
Yeah, no, this is a good episode, and, you know, plus our faves were totally looking sharp. Like, that's a good thing,
everybody too was looking fine in that video.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too, because, you know, you see a new episode, you see a new video sometimes, and there's always that one member that has bad hair. And then you're just like, no.
Everybody was on point. Everyone was on point. Hair was fab. Beautiful faces.
They were literally superhuman.
You're right. It was a good one. We liked it. We liked it a lot.
Definitely.
I'm just glad that, you know, NCT is really making their way. I mean, we didn't get to cover the Jason Derulo song, but we definitely paid attention to it. And we enjoyed seeing them on that collab, too.
Plus, I mean, you know, NCT is basically second only to BTS, so they're pretty much number two, so who knows?
Maybe I wouldn't say that they're number two. I mean, like, Monster X is still up there, too.
I don't know. I think I'm seeing more BTS than Monster X, so.
Well, I mean.
So we'll say this. We'll say NCT and Monster X are battling between.
And then there's EXO. I mean, they did meet the president.
Shut the fuck
up. Let's not talk about that. Let's just shove that out of the rug, huh?
We're not going to talk about that. Seriously, I've already been talking to some of our fans regarding that.
Oh. What'd you say?
We like to pretend that didn't happen.
It never happened.
So,
okay.
We're going to cut that.
No, we're not. We're just going to say it. It never happened. Anyway, so our next song is going to be GOT7. Too bad Anna's not here.
Right.
We're going to be reviewing GOT7's Eclipse. Are we ready to get blown away? I feel like we're going to get blown away.
I think this is going to be the 5 out of 5. Like, I mean, I haven't even seen it yet, and I'm already thinking.
Yeah, about it. Right. Here we go. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Mark even looks good. God damn it. I'm liking Mark Blonde. I'm liking that a lot. I want a nuzzle in his neck.
Just kill me. Okay, that was GOT7's Eclipse.
They can eclipse my new moon.
Jackson, you need to stay in your box. Trying to break out. Not okay.
I know, right? Dare I say that he is leaving your bias record thing?
Oh my goodness.
Then again, I feel like all my bias lists have been a little shooketh by this music video. Like, everybody looked good. Even Young Jay,
who's not particularly your favorite.
He's not particularly my favorite. Right. I don't hate him. I don't dislike him, but he's not particularly my favorite. Yet I was shooketh by him.
I loved his purple do. I was like, I'm digging it.
And, I mean, Mark, I know Mark is Anna's bias.
And he was looking good blonde.
His neck, too. Like, one of the reasons why he's not on my bias list is his neck is rather long.
Yeah.
But I saw this video, and I'm like, I just want to live there. I just want to live in his neck.
Oh, and JB was looking good.
Oh, my God, yes. JB looks like a Disney prince. They should make him Prince Eric.
Right. Well, no, Jaemin should be Prince Eric.
Okay, fine. Jaemin. JB.
Jaemin. I stand with Jaemin being Prince Eric. Definitely not Harry Styles.
Harry who?
Yeah.
That
never happened.
We don't know who One Direction is.
So I'm going to give... You go ahead and read this one first.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5? Really?
Yes, just because they shook me.
The plates under your feet were rattling together and you were shook.
Tectonic plates. Yeah, tectonic plates were shaken, my world was shooketh, as if there was an earthquake here in
Paris. Which, actually, there was. Wasn't there? There was
an just earthquake. Just not right now.
Level 9. Level 9 earthquake shook it. And I noticed in this video too, okay, I think I'm gonna have to give this one a 4 though. Just a 4. I think that I really enjoyed the visuals. The visuals were all on point. But the song by itself and on its own, kind of everywhere.
That's true. They were melodying, they were rapping, they were dubstepping.
I know there was a lot going on in there.
Right.
Maybe that's why you were so shook. There was so much going on.
There was no hook. There's nothing that I could really.
Right. I mean, still an A. Well, still an A minus is what I would say. This is an A minus. Yes, I did. Like I pointed out during the video, there's dubstep in here too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're kind of shifting a little back.
Dubstep time, I guess.
Right. It's dubstep time.
JYP and SM are. Letting the dubstep out.
Right. Okay, so moving on to our next video that we're going to be reviewing. BTS Lights.
Hell yeah.
We haven't... Okay, so I know that we're going to probably have some sort of hate by covering just all of our favorite boy bands in this episode, but we literally have not been watching K-pop.
So, we used to K-pop a long time ago. Things came up. You know, when you hit 30, other things come up besides K-pop.
Right.
We're trying.
So, I mean, don't hate us. We're gonna really try to keep going with the K-pop, and we're just behind. So, we're just hitting all the main ones anyway. All the main ones that we like to follow.
Exactly.
So, here we go with BTS Lights. Get in a yo.
した傷だらけの翼で飛ぶ through the night Every time I'm thinking about love Every time I'm thinking about love 明るいだけの曲は聴きたくはないけどこと向き合い今を彩りたい何かを失い何かを得て今日も何か求めて So 変わること信じて
Why is Cookie all alone?
No, right? Do you need somebody to go to the movies with you, Cookie?
V keeping his blue hair. He's so freaking handsome. Why is Ratmon such a mon? I almost cried.
I was just about to say that.
I almost cried.
This video makes me want to cry.
Why did I want to cry?
Well, from what I was thinking at first, it kind of seemed like maybe Cookie was going through, like, depression.
Yeah.
And everybody knew he was sad, so they all went to go take care of him. and then, of course, while they're all paying attention to him, they didn't realize that everybody else is insecure in their own way as well.
Yeah.
Like,
that video was deep.
It looked like Jin was a little bit worried about, like, not being there for everybody.
Right.
Know? Like, maybe I'm supposed to be the leader. I'm not seeing it. That somebody's hurting, and then I always feel like Suga's kind of the outsider compared to everybody, because he's, I'm not trying to say he's negative, but he's, like, dark while they're all happy, mm-hmm. you know? Like, he's mysterious, not like, depressed, you know? So it always kind of makes sense to me that, you know, all the six of them are always, you know, like, sunshine, lollipops.
Right.
And then meanwhile, Suga's like, I'm deep. I don't need that shit.
My God. Hashtag Jaemin as Prince Eric. Hardcore.
Totally.
So I mean, beautiful.
He's just beautiful. Like, every time he was saying, you're my life, you're my life. And I can already tell that this episode, that, I keep saying episode, this music video is already a 5 out of 5, because why? Because I already, like, know a lyric from this already, you know? Like, whereas the other ones, I couldn't tell you what the hook is on them.
This is, yeah, I think this would be my 5 out of 5, too. I mean, out of all the videos, this one touched me emotionally. Yeah. Like, I was just...
I'm actually wiping away a tear right now.
That's so sad. So beautiful at the same time. Like,
why is it beautiful sadness?
And why V looking so good in his blue hair, looking like a prince from an anime. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta do one thing, though.
What do you gotta do? Oh, she's gotta call Anna. Is she even gonna pick up?
I don't know if she's gonna pick up. Hey, I just wanted to call you and let you know that we just finished watching the God 7 Eclipse and BTS Lights, and I want you to let your men know that they need to control themselves, you need to get a hold of them, whatever they're doing.
Put them back in the bias record stage where they need to be.
What?
Grab control of your biases and tell them to stop shaking us. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna get back to recording. I just wanted to give you a call and let you know that you need to control your men.
Sorry.
Sorry. Okay, bye, Anne. I love you.
Love you, bye.
just needed to do that because Mark was looking too good.
V is looking too good.
V just looking too good.
Your men.
Not now. We're just going to go ahead and talk about BTS news right now. We do know that a lot of the boys' army time is coming up, where they have to enlist in the army. So that's going to be a hard one. I think that's coming up next year, right?
I think so. So in other BTS news, I guess you would say an Ajumma is accusing BTS of giving her carpal tunnel.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Don't worry, it's not what you think. It's not me. Not how I would get carpal
tunnel. How we get carpal tunnel here.
So, she's actually getting carpal tunnel from watching BTS too much.
Oh, on her phone?
Yes, on her phone. She is a bit older. I believe she's in her 40s. And she's basically stating that on her phone, she is always watching BTS videos. So, you know, the digits get a little stiff as you get older. And she's stating that she is getting carpal tunnel from watching too many BTS videos, which is... When I first read the article, I was thinking it was something else, but then I remembered not everybody is me. But then again, I shouldn't get carpal tunnel because I do it all the time, right?
Stretching that tendon.
Don't you develop a resistance after a while? I don't know. Hear me out. Anyway,
her story was very innocent. She's not blaming BTS for her carpal tunnel. She says the cause is possibly watching too much BTS on her phone.
But of course, we know she's not going to stop. Just yeah. Like I'm not going to stop.
That's why I love how, like, K-pop, there's just such a large diversity of age. Like, everybody can relate to the music.
Well, yeah, I mean, my 9-year-old niece just recently got into Blackpink.
Blackpink! So. Sorry, I always have to say that when I hear Blackpink.
Well, of course, you know, so it's nice to know that I have something that I can talk to her about. And she, you know, regularly says, I think I got my genes from you in regards to that. Even though, honey, that's not how genes work. I still appreciate it.
She's so cute. So sweet. In other big hit news, they are going to debut a new girl group through a sub-label. That's going to be interesting. So it was reported that Min Hye-jin, a former member of SM Entertainment's board of directors and their creative director, has joined Big Hit Entertainment. Min Hye-jin is the woman behind the concept's legendary groups Girls' Generation, FX, and Red Velvet, along with SHINee. She is also the one who planned the symbols and the universe for EXO. So she'll be leading the launch of a new girl group. The exact date of the debut and the members have not yet been confirmed. It's actually been 7 years since Big Hit Entertainment last debuted a girl group. Their first girl group was called GLAM, and they debuted in 2012 and ended in disbandment in 2015 after member Daehee was found guilty of blackmailing actor Lee Byung-hyun.
I don't remember that one.
Yes.
Don't be trying to blackmail Lee Byung-hyun. He's like...
Okay.
He is the ultimate Opa of Opas.
Right.
You don't fuck with him.
So, I mean, that's exciting. They're not going to be under Big Hit. They're going to be a sub-label.
You know what will happen after they realize that they're not fuck-ups? They're not trifling. They're not going to try to break up a marriage.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That was crazy drama when that was going down, too.
Yeah.
In sad news, of course, we've been kind of following this Song Joong-ki and Haekyo divorce.
Right. They were on that one drama.
Descendants of the Sun was the drama that they played in, and they technically have only been married less than 2 years, I think. So Song Joong-ki announced that he will be divorcing his wife and Descendants of the Sun co-star actor Song Haekyo. The couple wed on October 31st of 2017 and have been married for 20 months. Very sad.
Their relationship didn't even last as long as the show.
That's terrible. But true. True.
I speak the truth, but it's not always good.
So after 20 months of marriage, Song Joong-ki announced through his lawyer, Park Jae-hyun, that he will be filing for divorce from Song Haekyo. She had reportedly did not find out that he had submitted the divorce application until after the news went public.
Oh, God. Damn. That's horrible.
But that's kind of low.
Well, yeah. I mean, you should talk to your partner before you decide, you know what? There's another woman. That's why he did.
So lawyer Park later stated that the couple will finalize their divorce through mediation, and the divorce could be finalized in a little as a month. Divorce proceedings are expected to begin this month, and Song Joong-ki and Song Hye-kyo will reportedly be dividing up over 1 billion won, which is $86 million in U.S., in combined assets.
So they're each getting $43 million. Good for them.
Yeah. She had actually released a statement about their divorce, which revealed that she and Song Joong-ki were divorcing due to personality differences. I guess the fire burned out very fast when they realized that they probably were too different.
They didn't know each other.
Yeah.
They were probably starting off hot and heavy physical, and then it got to the point where, you don't know, I, like, got 7.
Right. What? I'm an army. Okay.
I'm an army. We met on Descendants of the Sun, for God's sake.
Oh, it's just very sad. I mean, it's nothing to really laugh about. We're not laughing about their failed marriage. We're very sad to hear that Song Joong-ki and his co-star couldn't make. Because you can watch the TV show, you ship them so hard, they finally get together, and then it just blows up in your face.
Can't say couldn't really believe it, but I'm glad that Kristen Bell is married to Dax Shepard rather than Jason Doring, because I don't know if I could handle the fact that Logan and Veronica are a couple in real life and then they break up.
Right. That would be hard. I feel for fans of the show. That's right. Very sad. We hope it's an easy process. We hope that her and him can move past this and hopefully still be friends, at
or
least
cordial with each other.
Cordial,
I mean,
right?
Like how Cersei Lannister is with her ex, who they
I can't be in the same room as him.
Yeah, when she was on Game of Thrones with him, they literally had no scenes together, even when he was in the same room with her.
Right. In other news, Oppa's back. T.O.P.
Woo!
Trended worldwide after his military discharge. Hashtag long time no Z top. We're excited to see how YG is going to take this opportunity and bring back T.O.P.
Well, they better bring him back, and they better bring him back hard. He better team up with G-Dragon and start releasing some new hits, come out with some solo stuff, because T.O.P. was my gateway drug to K-pop.
It's true.
You showed me Doom Dada, and I fell instantly in love.
Right. I'm so excited, and it was so sweet how he had planned that event, like that little meetup for his fans, and pretty much said fuck you to the paparazzi.
Yeah, he basically messaged all his fans ahead of time and was like, hey, I'm going to be in this door. The paparazzi are going to be at that door. I'm meeting you guys first.
Right. And I mean, like, we know about YG's news about them looking, they're going to get a new CEO. So we're hoping that a lot of stuff's going to start changing. And one of those things that is going to change is guess who's back. Guess who else is back?
Who else is back?
21! So, Black Jacks, let me hear you scream!
Yay!
Yes, YG has announced that 21 will be come back, and it is confirmed.
Sadly, it will only be with...
Mimsy will not be there.
But at least we got the three other gals.
Right. I'm so excited to see CL. She's my girl crush.
Sandara is mine. And then, you know, of course... One of my favorite stories about them is when they had that earthquake and then Sandara went to go rescue CL. And I feel like I'm Sandara and you're my CL. And if there was an earthquake, I would go run up 7 flights of stairs.
Best friend,
to
Rob.
Save you.
Best friend, Rob. That was an interlocking hand holding.
Yeah, that we just did there.
That we just did there. Okay, that's all we have time for today.
We just leave you with our song by Josh.
Yeah, so again, we're going to be playing the song by Josh titled It's About to Go Down at the end of our episode. So at this time, we'd like to thank you for listening to the Horror Club. Make sure you follow us on all our social media accounts.
Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes.
Facebook.
YouTube.
Snapchat.
Did I miss anything?
I don't know if you missed
Twitter.
Anything. Text us.
Text
Email us.
Email us. Call us.
And if you really hated your time with us today,
why the fuck are you still listening? I mean, sorry.
It's about to go down, down. About to make today my day, cause I'm caught up in the zone. Think I'm playing. It's about to go down, down. Cause I'm coming for the top that I told you once before.
Woke up in the morning like shit, I'm the shit. When I look up in the mirror, it says shit, you the shit. When I meet up with the crew, it's like shit, we the shit.
Now you can tell us nothing.
That's why I walk up in the spot like I motherfucking own it. And I collect all this guap like I motherfucking owed it. Don't need to tell me I'm hot, cause I know it. And I make sure every day that I motherfucking show it. Yo, today is my day, cause I said it's my day. I'ma do it my way, like my name is BK. Give a fuck about these lames, what you say? I would never let them waste their time. I care more about the weather. Swag on black, swish, swash, slam dunk it. Come up on the black, it gets hotter cause I rolled in. Confidence ain't lethal, so I don't fear overdosing. Proud of who you are, show the world, let them know
it's about to go down, down.
About to make today my day, cause I'm caught up in the zone. Think I'm playing
your mistake. It's about to go down, down.
Cause I'm coming for the top that I told you most before. I ain't got no time
to
wait.
It's about to go down, down.
I feel
yo, they been sleeping on the kid. Time to make them fear. Time to give them something to respect. Show them that I'm here. Cause I've been training for a minute. Time to let them hear. Show them that I got my weight up. I'm flexing. You think you the best? Well, guess what? I'm the bestest. You thought you was hot cause you got up on the set list. They pay me to knock your ass off like you asbestos. Talk your shit. I'll get my money. I only write hits. You still writing shit that's crummy. Don't get too close. I don't want that shit all on me. No bummy ain't contagious, but I smell it and you funky. Rose City slugger, it's bloom when I'm around. See, when I set out to do it, it gets none, ain't nothing for me. Impossible's a mindset that I don't know and I don't see. And rocking with me now, don't come up later like you know me.
It's about to go down, down.
About to make today my day, cause I'm caught up in the zone. Think I'm playing your mistake.
It's about to go down, down.
Cause I'm coming for the top that I told you most before. I ain't got no time
to wait.
It's
about to go down, down.
Up in here,
down, down.
All the real, real.
It's about to go down, up in here, down, up in here.
It's about to go down, up in here, down, up in here.
It's about to go down.
Rolling down the block, got my ego up. And I know that I'm the shit. Like, damn, what's up? You can't tell me nothing, so roll, roll it up. And just stick it in your pipe and smoke, smoke.